It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM to my guest, Tasha Mentasti.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and how's it?
Yeah, I mean, I got your name right, only because it's Italian and so is mine.
Yeah, not many people get it right, so thanks, Dave.
I get Gwizupski and Gwileppi and Gwaloppi and all kinds of things.
I'm just going to call you Dave.
Just call me Dave. Now then, you, wow, what a CV you have.
Huh? Are you showing my age now?
There you have multiple South African surfing champion, a national coach, internationally accredited ISA Level 2 surf instructor, regional director of the World Surf League, which is a sanctioning body for the Bolito Pro, and you form part of the commentary team as well as commentator and coordinator as well. How do you do all this stuff?
Yeah, I'm not getting as much sleep as I would like, but no, I think to be involved with the sport that I love so much, I feel very grateful to be in this position, and I've been surfing for 33 years, so it has been 3 decades of putting time into the sport, and thankfully there's been an evolution and a growth with the sport, and it's given me opportunity to do some amazing things.
How did it start? How old were you when you hit the waves, and who kind of like pushed you in the ocean?
Well, you know, back in the day, girls didn't surf, so it wasn't a forced thing to start the sport of surfing. It was actually something that I kind of pursued when my dad would not be around on a Saturday morning, come home for lunch, sunburnt, smiling and hungry. And I was like, what are you doing? And, you know, he didn't get his girls into surfing straight away because there literally were no girls surfing. It was a male dominated sport. So, I got into surfing at the age of 11. I only took up like the competitive side from about the age of 13. And back then there was just a women's division. There was no juniors. There was no under 18. There was no over 18. So I think more of an organic way to start. My dad is a surfer, so I am second generation. But like I said, it wasn't something pushed onto us girls.
Did he at the time think, well, I'll take her out on the waves just for a bit of fun? I mean, was that his way of thinking? He wasn't thinking that you were going to be, you know, a pro surfer, did he?
Absolutely. You know, we've always swum. We were always at the beach hanging out on the sand. We were snorkeling. And I got given a boogie board and I stood on it. And that's when he was like, okay, maybe there's something with this. And then having his two girls say, we want to go surfing with you. I think that was the big transition, really, and just giving us that opportunity and having that choice to make, you know.
Wow. So,
really lucky.
What a horrible world in those days you lived in, you know, as sexist sort of...
Things have changed.
Male-dominated sport completely. But things have changed now, haven't they? Tell us how they've changed.
Oh, wow. I could be here for a while. But I think, you know, surfing's a new sport. It's a young sport. With the World Surf League, we're celebrating our 50th year of professional surfing this year. So it's only 50 years of competitive surfing. I mean, it's a young sport if we compare it to others. Mm. But where's that transition? How has that growth happened? Well, firstly, surfing as a sport was one of the first sports to bring in equal pay with prize money.
Is that happening now?
Already, yeah, since 2018. And it was the World Surf League that kind of started that.
It's about time, isn't it? Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there needs to be equality everywhere. But there's also been a evolution within women's surfing. And how that has happened is that leagues or organizations have given more opportunity to women, created that space for women to be a part of it. And we're just seeing an incredible growth of the sport, especially now that we've become an Olympic sport since the 2020-2021 Olympics.
Gee, absolutely amazing. So the event is really important for the growth of the sport of surfing. Right?
Absolutely.
And the female section growing each year and each event?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to give you a little bit of depth about the Bolito Pro.
Yes.
It's a 15-day beach festival. It's 15 days of surfing competition. But under that 15-day umbrella, there's 4 surfing events. And what we've done over the years, discussing, reflecting, wanting to make it bigger and better, we've been able to create this pathway from amateur, junior surfing, through to professional junior surfing, through to an Africa qualifier event, through to the big event, which is the Challenger Series, the Bolito Pro, presented by O'Neill. So 4 events in 15 days, but literally step by step building that pathway to eventually be crowning champions. But what that does, you know, you've got under 12 kids competing in the first event.
Beautiful.
But they've got a stage that's built for the internationals. So they get to feel what it's about, you know. They get to watch their surfers that they love. They're fans of the pros. So I think it really just encompasses a lot to help build future champions.
So you were surfing in this event all those years ago.
1993 was my first event.
And how did you do?
I was a grom, Dave, so I didn't do very well, but I still.
You were what?
Oh gosh, that's some surf lingo.
What did
you grom,
say? A grom. G-R-U-M.
G-R-O-M.
Oh, a grom.
So okay. A grom is known as a junior surfer, someone kind of like under the age of 14. We call them groms. So my apologies for the surf lingo. I was very young then. I still remember Kelly Slater, Lisa Anderson back in the day. So for me, it was memorable. I was very young compared to my competitors, but it was a starting point. So it's a full circle for me now, 33 years later.
And now you're running the show with other people, of course.
Of course,
well.
Great team.
How many people on the committee?
So we've got a local organizing team on the ground that is just members of the Ballito area from the town. We then work very closely with Kwadukuza Municipality. We've got their team members. From a WSL point of view, we've got different departments. So we've got our judges and officials. We've got our media team. We've also got our athletes reps. There's so many people that come into play, and I haven't even spoken about broadcast and everything else. So in total, each day on the event, we've probably got over 150 people working behind the scenes doing things to make it such a success.
Do you have a specific sort of title or specific job to do for the Ballito Pro?
That's such a good question.
I know.
I'm there to kind of be a team leader with the World Surf League, but I have filled in some slots with commentary because that's what I used to do before I took on this full-time role.
Well, I can tell you'd be great at commentary without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I did it for years. I loved it. It was a lot easier. It was a lot easier than what I'm doing now. But so I'm serving as part of the team with commentary on the beach. And then I'm helping coordinate with our local organizer, who is Colette Bundy. She's an incredible woman, and she does a lot locally to make sure that there's a local economic impact in a massive way, and also to include more locals. So, yeah, not a big organizing team, but a big team in total too.
Do you know the shops and restaurants must be loving you because they must be making a fortune down there?
There's no better place to be in winter in South Africa than Ballito. Come on.
Take us through. I could talk to you forever, but we can't. Take us through the different sections of the Ballito Pro. I mean, the juniors are just about to finish, I think.
Yeah, it's so true. So we actually have just concluded event number 2 of 4. It was the O'Neill Smith Shapes Ballito Pro Junior. Tomorrow, 7:35 a.m. start, if anyone wants to come see a lovely sunrise.
That's just the middle of the night.
Beautiful sunrises. You're missing a big part of the day. We have got the Ballito Open presented by O'Neill. That is an Africa qualifier event. It's 3 days, and we're going to be running the next 3 days. And then on the 12th of July, that's when all the big pros are going to be in town. They're actually already in town. They're here already. But that is the Ballito Pro Challenger Series, and that is one of only 5 events in the world that help those athletes qualify for the Elite Championship Tour, which is kind of like the F1 of race.
It's like, is that F1 kind of racing all over the world?
Yes.
What a life.
Yeah. So, you know, to have Ballito Pro as a challenger, one of only 5 in the world, it's a really important event. This is stop number 1 for 2026. So you're going to have the best of the best here who are trying to qualify for that elite level of championship tour.
Tell us about the South Africans who might stand a chance of winning something at the Ballito Pro.
Well, Dave, you clearly weren't here in 2025, but we had a South African man win, Luke Thompson.
No, I know. I was going to say, he won it last year. Can he do it again?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Is he that good?
Yeah, he's that good. He did, because of his win last year, he actually qualified for the championship tour. But he's come back because he's been competing at the Ballito Pro since he was under 12.
Oh, wow. So he said, I want to do this.
It's home. It's what he loves. He's got his family here. He's got his fans. He's got his friends. And also, you're still building points anyway. So in case you drop off the championship tour, you're still earning points on the Challenger Series to potentially re-qualify.
There was another South African name, and I'll be honest with you, I've forgotten. It was a big name. Was it Geordie? Was he from the day, though? Is he
you need not... to spend a day with me, Dave.
I do, definitely.
Geordie Smith.
Yes.
He's been one of our best South African surfers. He's still on the championship tour.
Still doing it, because he's been doing it for many years,
sure,
hasn't he?
I think 18 years on the championship
18
tour.
18 years.
Yeah, but a KwaZulu-Natal surfer, and he might be here with his family. He usually is. I saw his mom and dad yesterday. They actually Smith Shapes, which is one of our presenting sponsors. That is the Smith family. So they are so invested into this event. And yeah, Geordie Smith is not going to compete, but he'll definitely come and show support.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm definitely have to get down there, you know, before this thing ends and sit with you and listen to your commentary. And
well, you've got another 10 days, so let's hope
no,
you get it right.
I'm going to, definitely. So it all kicks off around about 7:30 each morning.
I would say 7:30 to be safe.
And finishes when?
It depends each day. We unfortunately, our playing field changes every day, so it does depend on wind and stuff, but we usually run till about 2 o'clock. Our latest would be 4:30.
Okay. So what happens, and I'm not being negative here, if the waves are really, really bad? I mean, for 2 or 3 days and nobody can do anything. How does that work then? You can't extend it, obviously.
No, but we have buffers. There's pre-planning involved to preempt the worst case scenario so that we do have time to play with. So as much as the Challenger Series runs from the 12th to 18th, we don't need all those days to compete the competition. So we do have some buffers in place.
Super. It sounds really exciting. And you say that there's a bigger foot count than there's ever been on the beach this year.
Absolutely. So last year we had our biggest numbers, especially for finals day, but it's because we also had a South African in the final.
Can you remember the numbers?
Not off the top of my head, my apologies.
No.
But this year, what we've seen for the start of the event, we actually moved the dates into July. We usually start the last week of June, which is kind of like 2 days before school ends. So we don't have as many numbers for that first event. We've had big numbers because we are deep into school holidays already, so it's been great.
I bet the kids are loving it.
There's no better place to be. Like I said, you've got the kids. There's so many activations on the beach. There's face painting. There's beach games. There's so much to do over and above the surfing.
Tell me about egos with these guys. Are they huge, or will they spend time with youngsters who want an autograph and a selfie? Do they do that kind of stuff?
You need to come to the beach. It's quite amazing. Even these little juniors under 12 are being asked for autographs, and you've got these kids running. The pro surfers are really accommodating. I actually just think they're so great with fans, and they give people time. They really do. As soon as they come out the water, you can go and greet them, ask for an autograph. They really, really are great with the fans.
Humility rules at all times.
Yeah, I think with nature that we deal with so much, we have to be humble, and there is a lot of humility in that. So,
all right, so equal prize money for male and female. Give us your two winners, male and female, please.
Wow, on the spot.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to back our South African boy once again, Luke Thompson, and let's see him do it back to back. From a South African context, we've got Louise Lepront. She's also a KwaZulu-Natal surfer, so on this coast, but from the South Coast. And I really believe that she's got the potential to be able to take the win. It's just about if everything comes together, the mindset, the boards, the waves.
All right. So for anybody from a different planet or from out of town, where is the event taking place?
Great question. Once you get down to the beach, you can't miss it, but we're at Willard Beach in Ballito. There's a retail area at the top. It's all more walking, so foot traffic. The parking is a little bit of a nightmare, so I would advise you, if you can, rather do a quick Uber or something, try and do that. But parking's a bit of a mission, but there's a lot of walking to do through the retail area down on the beach. So come and join us, Willard Beach, every day, 7:30 a.m. onwards.
Tasha, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here and chatting with you. It really, really has.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You know your stuff.
Been around, a bit of an old girl now. They call me the OG. No.
No, no.
No, surfing keeps me young.
I didn't believe her age.
Don't share it.
No. Oh, all right. I was going to then. I bet I'm not. Well, you look amazing. So thank you once again for being here.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us here. And I look forward to seeing everyone on the beach. Please come and join us. We've also got some free music festival taking place on the weekend, last weekend. There's some really cool stuff happening.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, come and check us out. And you can also go to the website, thebelitopro.com.
Simple.
So easy.
Tasha, thank you.
Thank you so much.